Suppose we are making a board game or a gambling game, and we need a die or dice. Using an object-oriented programming paradigm, it's natural to make a die class. So first, we add a new header file to our project as shown in the left-hand column. Here we put the definition of the die class. First, note the inclusion guards. Now, in our die class, we provide two constructors, a role member function and a sides data member. The data member maintains how many sides the die has. The role function returns a random number from 1 to the number of sides the die has. Obviously, this is used to simulate rolling the die. Of the two constructors, one sets the number of sides of the die. The other constructor takes no parameters and is a so-called default constructor. It sets the number of sides to 6. To implement these functions, we create a new CPP file, as shown in the middle column. The implementations are straightforward based on each function description. So once the class is defined and implemented, we can use it. We create a new CPP file, as shown in the right-hand column. Notice that we include the die.h header file. Inside main, we instantiate two die variables, one using the default constructor and the other using the other constructor. We then roll each die twice and output the number rolled. So in this simple example, you see all of the fundamental components of making and using a class: the class definition, the class implementation, and then the instantiation of objects of that class and using them to invoke methods. It is recommended that you try to create this project on your own so that you get comfortable with using multiple source code files in a single project.